It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So the whole week we have been talking about greed and various permutations and angles and dimensions of greed. And today we're talking about the example of Jesus. Pastor Unalin Nabalapi joins us on the line to talk us through the example of Jesus. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome back. Thank you very much for coming to talk to us.
Once again, good afternoon, my friend and the listeners. Thank you.
Yeah. So do tell us, Mfundis, first and foremost, it was very odd to talk about, think of greed and then talk about Jesus in the same idea, in the very same line. How did Jesus emulate selflessness and compassion during his time on earth?
Yes. Can we quickly look at a piece of scripture here found in Philippians chapter 2. I think briefly to respond to that, let's look at this piece of scripture. Philippians chapter 2, we can quickly go through verses 5 through 8. They will give us just a little perspective to that effect.
Okay.
Yes. Can I read or you can read for me?
Okay. Sorry. Do you want me to read? You can read it in Funisi or I can read as well. Either way is... Which one would you prefer?
Let me read.
Okay.
Yeah, let me read.
Okay.
Let me read. Yes, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, it says here, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man." Thus verse 8 says, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." That is the piece of scripture I would want us to quickly consider. This piece of scripture, of course, it introduces to us Jesus Christ, who is actually the best remedy, the best medicine against greed. But he, as we read from the scripture here, the Apostle Paul presents it very well that Christ was in the form, in the nature. In the other version, actually, it says he was in the very nature of God. And yet, while he was in that very nature of God, he found it not something prestigious to hold on that prestigious level or that prestigious title, the title of God. And so what did he do? When he realized that there's a need to redeem, to rescue, to save humanity, he kind of like ripped himself off that prestigious title and came down to the title of a sinner, to the title of this one who has lost his picture, or rather his standard, his level of living that is supposed to be attached to him. That is human being. You know, as human beings, we fell from this, our glorious status, and so we became almost like nothing. Mm. And so the Bible says Christ came down almost to nothing to exercise the issue of sacrifice, so that he can combat the issue of greed in the life. So greed can be combated, can be fought back through the exercise, through the practice of sacrifice. This is what we see in Christ.
Okay. Okay. All right. Did Jesus emphasize the transient nature of material possessions?
Yes. Please come again. Okay, I missed the point.
Did Jesus emphasize the transient nature of material possessions? And if so, why?
Yes. Yes, quickly we can check in the book of Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verse 36, 37 there. I think that one I would ask you to read for me quickly if you can.
Okay, Mark chapter?
Mark chapter 8.
Okay, and the verse?
Verses 36 and 37
reads, "What God is it, or what good is it, for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul. Verse 37 says, "Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
That's good. Now, as you look at now, that is Jesus himself speaking. He talks about us getting a lot of things, acquiring this material for ourselves. And then he says, look, when you have acquired all that, what will it benefit you if you acquire that and then you lose your own soul, your own life? In other words, Christ is looking at the essence of life here. One more time, I want to emphasize the essence of life as far as the giver of life, who is God in this case, as far as the giver is concerned, the essence of life is for people, is for his people, for his children to live for eternity. However, with the intrusion of sin in the life, there's a possibility that this life that God had intended from the beginning, we can lose it as a result of our relationship with material possession. And so again, Christ is saying here, be careful. These things that I've given to you as a blessing, if you make them the priority, then you lose your life. So what will it benefit if you pay attention to material possession and lose your own life? So Christ is saying, no, it is not right to put your whole confidence, your whole being, your whole essence of life in material possession, because this thing is going to pass away very soon.
Okay. Okay. So why did Jesus then emphasize on the importance of serving others?
Yes. The importance of serving others, it's a concept, it's a practice, it's a life practice that one cannot really ignore. Because as you practice serving others, then this is basically how you are dealing with the issue of greed within your life. You see, when you are working, when you are helping others, this takes you away from the life of selfishness, of self-centeredness. It helps you to look and say, okay, while I'm here, there's a need here. So my friend has this particular need. And so as you do so, the spirit of selfishness dies away from your life. The greedy thing dies away from your life. And that creates a good relationship between you and the one who gave you the material possession.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. My mind is now wondering, perhaps not now. We'll have the conversation about where my mind wandered to another time. So what can we do? What can we do to learn how to share and be generous with others, with our wealth?
Yes. As we make an attempt to answer that one, I also wanted to point out that, Christ in one of the familiar books, common books that we read, particularly as Adventists, a book called Ministry of Healing, there's a point where he talks, where Ellen White says, Christ had a particular method, had a method of success. And if I may quickly make a quotation here, it says, "The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and then won their confidence. And then he begged them, come and follow me."
Yeah.
Now, the issue of ministering to people, if we are to show sacrifice, our call for sacrifice is predominantly serving others, winning their confidence by serving them, by rendering service to our fellow friends. This is the example that we see in Christ doing. And he did that. Now, observe here, by ministering to them, it means if you go back and study exactly what was happening, he would actually find them hungry and he will make sure that there is food for them to eat. He will find that they are thirsty, they are what? He will make sure that there is drink for them to do. And when they have taken the drink and when they have eaten food and when he has healed them from their ailments or sicknesses, then he would say to them, follow me. So the idea of ministering to God's children or to other people, really, that's the way, again, which we can use as human beings to combat this kind of sickness is in our midst, the sickness of greed. And so to deal with the issue of temptations of greed, my suggestion, my appeal to us is this, that we as God's children, we as Christians, we are called to live our Christian lives on day-to-day basis. And so greedy or greed is one of those sins that normally encroaches into our lives like any other sin, like the sin of lying, like the sin of adultery, like the sin of fornication. And so the strategy of living our true Christian lives as God's children is the strategy that we must use also to combat the sin of greed in our lives. In other words, as much as the Apostle Paul says, we should die daily. We should also die daily in Christ against the practice of greed in our lives, the selfishness habit in our lives. Yeah. So the same pattern. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how do we resist the temptations of desire and greed in Funis?
Oh, yes. Sorry for that. To resist this, really, I'm saying to you and I'm saying to my listeners and I'm saying to myself, to resist this, we need to know how to live our Christian lives as God's children. That is to say, every day as you wake up, commit your life to Jesus through prayer and the study of God's word. Because as you study God's word will remind you something. Be careful about this as you wake up this morning and begin to engage into activities. God's word will admonish you on certain things, and then you will pray. As you pray, you are asking the Holy Spirit to purify your mind, to purify my mind. It is all this little practice that I do as a Christian that will enable me to stand against the temptation of greed in my life, in your life.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. Your last words before you pray for us?
Yes. My last word is that, like I said yesterday, greed is a sinful tendency that comes in and it tempts everyone. And the major temptation that comes along with greed is that ultimately it paints a picture. To some people, it paints a picture that when you don't have a lot of materials, even those that you don't need sometimes, when you don't have, you are not a person. You do not stand in today's platforms as a powerful person. But Jesus or God is saying to us, no, that is not the priority. The priority is your life in Christ, which is an eternal life. And when you have that life, again, appreciate here, my friend, when you have that life, it doesn't mean then you don't have to have possession of some materials. No, okay. You still have them. But the priority has to be eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Wow. All right. All right. Please pray for us as we close and finish. Thank you.
Sure. Father God, once again, we thank you this afternoon for the opportunity to reflect in your word. We realize again, Heavenly Father, that we have this disease in us, sickness that has wrecked our communities, ourselves, everyone else, the problem, the sin of greed. Father, we are praying that you give us the ability, the resilience to stand against this temptation from time to time. As we have seen, it's almost like any other kind of sin that comes across our way. And we are praying, dear Lord, that you empower us through your Holy Spirit so that we are able to resist it and to stand for you. And we can do so as we serve others. Bless us, Lord, even as we pray now, we are praying for to be given some means that we can use to serve other people, even as we wait for your soon return. It's our prayer that we submit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfunis. Thank you very much. Very interesting perspectives there. I'm wondering if ever perhaps we could invite you for an hour-long conversation to unpack some of the things that you've been saying during the week, because they got me thinking a bit. But thank you very much for today. We'll see if that is ever possible, Mfunis.
It shall be through God's grace.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfunis.
Thank you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.